Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. We affectionately call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Yeah, that could be physical. Could be mental. Stretch it out. Keep the mind flexible, my friends. It is 9:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story tonight, 9 o'clock, and we'll carry that debate live on the sky. And they did a poll. About 6 out of 10 Americans are going to be paying attention either through the radio or television. So, it's a pretty big deal. The song is in my head, Steely Dan, I'm Never Going Back to My Old School, but here we sit with the newly crowned king of GRU, Ed Bolarski, no longer a peasant, roaming around the countryside pestering people. He's back in a position of power. No, and a serious note, welcome and congratulations on being named the permanent CEO of GRU.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it. You know, before we begin, I have to tell you, you guys have always been very kind to me and given me the opportunity to speak on the radio. So thank you. Now that I am the king, I do want to say thank you. Seriously, I'm not the king.
No, I know. We have fun with it, and that's one of the reasons why you fit in great, because you know we're having fun, and when we need to get serious.
You're helping me because I can't really keep a job. I was the former GM. I'm the mayoral candidate. I became a writer. I was the board chair, and now the CEO. So I appreciate you helping a guy that can't keep a job.
I mean, seriously, I had this man in my driveway one day handing out flyers. I mean, come on. He's come a long way since then.
And you wouldn't pick him up.
Well, I picked up your flyer, but we were heading for dinner. I'm sorry.
Look, whenever you spoke about GRU, there was both a sense of pride there, but also a sense of urgency. But it was all bundled in a level of passion. You were passionate about it. You didn't want GRU to be in dire financial straits. You only were able to exert so much control, and very late in the game. So I know you put out a statement about rates and stuff like that. I'll let you, you know, take the floor and give us an idea of what the future holds, both financially for GRU, the city, and then the ratepayers want to know, hey, man, are you going to jack my bill up or what?
Great. Thanks for giving me that opportunity. Yeah, I came on board and it struck me that we need to become the utility that the community can afford. That's the one thing, you know, we talk about. You know, being more than energy, we talk about all these other things. We need to be able to be affordable to all sectors of the city. That's what's so important. So I've been going around to every employee of the city. We're having of GRU. We're having meetings. Ask me any question you want. Lay it out there for me. And it's just so important to hear that. But the other important thing is that we now have a utility board that's professional. It's led by a chair that's the CEO of North Florida Hospital. You know, we have Craig Carter, who's on the board, who's a successful commercial real estate guy. Dave Haslam, you know, he is out there, has several businesses. He understands, you know, how to make a payroll. And then we have Chip Skinner, who was the former public information guy at the city. He knows the city inside and out. Mm-hmm. So we have a professional board. So when we have conversations, they don't have an agenda that's based on this or that. They have an agenda based on running a business. So as a result, the first thing they did was we knocked off $150 million of expenses in future years. We're looking at no base rate increases in a period of high inflation for the next fiscal year. First action. And then... And a part of that was based on, remember we used to talk about the $68 million that the city took from us?
Right.
They said, Ed, you're right. Let's get that back. And
it took a lot to get them to finally see it that way. And some of them still are in denial. But yes, you proved it.
Right.
So $68 billion. How are you gonna get
a million.
$68 million. How are you going to get that back?
We're going to take $6.8 million a year out of the general fund transfer over the next 10 years. And so the general fund transfer to the city has went from $38 million to $8.5 million. So that's another $30 million that gets to stay within GRU to do the things that GRU needs to do, whether it's rate relief, whether it's capital investment, or debt repayment.
Debt repayment would seem to me, from an outsider looking in, pretty high on the list.
Absolutely. Right. You get it. Because once you pay down the debt, the interest goes down, and guess what happens? The rates can...
That's right.
Go down.
That's right. So I like that, but let's keep in mind also that GRU is one of the largest employers in the area. So people that work there are going, yeah, I haven't heard Ed say much about the employees, what the future holds for us. Will there be cutbacks, wage freezes, et cetera?
Yeah. Well, one of the things we did was we did freeze the employee count. And one of the reasons was we got a budget that had 30 people that were funded that weren't employed. I mean, they weren't sitting in the seat. So that means...
Where were they?
Well, they were looking at the budget and they would employ them during the course of the year. Okay, but that means that $3.5 million goes to the ratepayers that they have to fund before you actually have somebody in the seat. So we said, whoa, nope, let's not do that. Let's have a freeze. Let's look at this as we move along. And that's why we're able to keep rates lower. You know, we also looked at another $9 million in reductions. Didn't affect anyone that actually works at GRU. In fact, I think we need to stabilize and we need to beef up the rank and file. You know, we talk about line people. We're talking about line locators. We're talking about operators at the plant. That's where the opportunities are because everyone agrees. That's the heart and soul of GRU.
And you've got to protect the infrastructure that you have put into place over a period of many years.
That's right.
And you have a plan to do that as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have professionals that are looking at maintaining these assets all the time. There's a date in which the Deerhaven plant is supposed to end its useful life. That's on paper. You know, we can extend that type of thing.
Now, is that a coal or oil burning plant?
No, it's coal and gas, and we're really not using coal at this point. That's one of the big things that people don't realize is that we converted that Deerhaven facility to use gas.
Yeah, I didn't know that because I know that you had advanced scrubbers put in place when it was burning coal that were actually above EPA standards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When we got involved in the HR, the biomass PPA, we did that concurrent with that.
Okay.
So we've been ahead of the curve. But what I've told people is it's time for us to be not on the cutting edge, because cutting edge becomes bleeding edge. And we need to be followers, and we need to maintain our assets to the best of our ability and not go down these garden paths of spending $3-4 billion in solar plants, other facilities to back them up. We have a group of facilities that best serves the community, and we have the people that can run them. That's what we ought to be doing.
What's the biomass's current role in all of this energy production, and what will it be in the future?
Well, it's the second cheapest that we have to run. We had it in its first outage. We've had that 10 years. Wow. We've had the biomass plant for 10 years. We went in its first turbine outage, came out of it in a sterling fashion. It's running again now.
All right, Ed, can you hang with us? We want to do another segment.
Okay, this is sure.
Look, it's a big issue. It affects people more than just the city of Gainesville residents, and then everybody else who has to deal with a utility, how to do it, how not to do it, how to try to fix it, and keep the rates down for the folks. Make it affordable.
That's what it is. Make the utility the community can afford.
Ed Bilarski, CEO of GRU, will be with us in the next segment as well. So stand by. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:18. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And a second segment joining us, it's official. Ed Bilarski is the CEO of GRU. He answers to a board that has formed, a utility board that the governor has helped to put together to act as oversight to get GRU in good fiscal shape. But already, the city is trying to disband this group. They're putting it on the ballot, a referendum that would repeal the oversight board. Is that correct?
Yeah, they passed a referendum. They had first and second reading, and actually they went back and had a third and fourth reading because they failed to put a couple of things together in there. I think they didn't have the business impact in there. Finally, when they read it for the fourth time, they didn't have the fact that FPFM came to us, our advisors, and said that there would be a $28 million possibility of additional cost if the referendum passed. So, you know, even when they passed the final one, it didn't have the full impact on it. But that referendum is rather confusing. The language is really confusing. It doesn't make it clear to the average voter that the utility wouldn't be run by a general manager or CEO any longer. It would fall under the auspices of the city manager. The city manager would have control of the utility. So think about what just happened. We were able to go to a board and have no rate increases based largely on being able to get that $68 million back in a general fund transfer. I know this gets wonky, but if we weren't able to get that money back, we would have had rate increases this year.
And I don't want to throw the city manager under the bus, but she has been a source of recent discussion, Ms. Curry, because she's making over $300,000 a year, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think she has any city manager experience. Now, if the referendum passes, she would be the person who would have oversight over GRU. I'm only guessing that she probably doesn't have extensive experience in the power generating business either.
Yeah, no, I don't think she does. I certainly don't want to make this about personalities.
Right.
I've dealt with Ms. Curry, and she's a very professional woman. She has loads of experience, but you're right. She doesn't have any experience in the utility running.
Right.
And frankly, neither do the commissioners, and they don't have that business experience.
Hence the reason to form a oversight board who looks at things more in a professional and business-like manner, because they're, well, professionals and business-like.
Yeah, we're getting into those pesky facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me get, this is not Ed Belarsky's opinion, this is mine. You have a group of people, some of the city commissioners, maybe not all, but they love the idea of having power, and they really believe that their agenda supersedes what any of the people who live in their communities would want or need. Their agenda is much more important, and therefore they must maintain this level of control over this entity. That's my opinion, not Ed, so you don't get in trouble for that. So that's what you're up against. This referendum, which makes no sense. I mean, the governor purposefully went out of his way to do this to help the ratepayers.
Yeah, we have over 30,000 county residents that never had a voice. They have a voice through their state legislature now. That's what's forgotten. They have a vote. So what's ironic to me is I hear folks at the city commission say, democracy should work. And they forget that we're a representative republic.
Right.
We elect people. We don't have votes on everything, on everything that we do. We have people that we put in place to do that. So by them saying you're taking away people's right to vote in the city on controlling GRU, they're taking away votes from 30,000 plus county residents.
Right, but they don't seem to be concerned at all about that.
Frankly, being there for those many years when I was the former GM, that is not their concern.
Yeah, and it ends up being, well, they take the profits off the top when there were profits, and so as a ratepayer of Alachua County outside the city limits, I'm paying a portion of the taxes, basically, along with the taxes that I have to pay. So a taxing mechanism buried within my utility where I have no representative or no voice.
That's exactly right. I mean, that money goes into a pool at the city, that general fund transfer that the city spends on its needs, its desires, its agenda. The interesting thing, we were talking about the professional board. Chip Skinner made a motion last night when we send that money over to have that money that we're sending the city go right to public safety and first responders.
So they can't leverage that as the tool they have for many years, because I've been here over 20 years. They would leverage that anytime they wanted to raise taxes or anything. They'd say, well, if you don't let us raise taxes, the streets will be unsafe because we'll have to get rid of some cops or your house is going to burn down. They would use that as leverage. So what you're saying is, hey, these things are going to be funded first. Up just like the concept of a local government would, that's how they would do it. Public safety would be number one.
That's the way we see it as a business. I think that's appropriate. GRU has to return to its core services. So does the city.
Right? I like it. Okay. Ed, give me an idea of, you put these plans in place, you crunch the numbers and all that. What are you seeing? Are you seeing like 15 years before there's some solvency and in the black and things are looking good? Will it take that long?
Well, the good thing is that the GRU isn't insolvent. We have a lot of debt. I want to reach the point where we get our rates comparable to the average for the state so that people can say, hey, we got past this biomass PPA. We got through all the other things. We know we're paying a fair amount of money. That's where we need to be. And if we can, over the next 3 to 5 years, moving on into the next decade, get that number down incrementally compared to what the rest of the state is doing, I think we get there. Because I think people value the services that GRU provides when we have storm response.
I'm glad you touched on that. I totally agree. I've said that before. I go, look, we have the highest rates. I'm not happy with that. But at least we have very good service. And I also try to point out to people, you know, if you're upset about your bill, don't ever take it out on an employee of GRU because they don't call the shots. And at that time, that's when you had to answer to the city commission. I said, if you've got issues with your rate, you talk to your city commissioner.
Boy, I love that you gave that message because that's absolutely true. We still have folks that go into Publix or those mm-hmm. places and have the GRU shirt on, and they get lectured about the rates. And that's not right. But I understand where it comes from because we have – look, when I ran for mayor, I knocked on 25,000 doors, and I'm telling my folks at GRU, I understand even more now
right.
About what the concern is within the community.
You'd be more popular if the GRU on your shirt stood for the spies working for the Soviet Russia.
Goodness. That's funny. back when I was on Facebook and talking about those mm-hmm. things – people did talk about that. And if you do a web search, the spy agency comes up before GRU.
Oh, well, yeah, because that's worldwide. So very interesting stuff. So you've got your work cut out for you. Do you feel good with kind of your supporting cast of people that are going to carry out the delegating of these duties?
Yeah. We set up a transition team of four people. We brought back Cheryl McBride, who used to be the HR director at the city. She knows how everything works, where all the skeletons are.
That's important.
My former COO, Tom Brown, he's come back out of retirement. He's working with me. And my CFO, Claudia Rasnick, and my CIO, information officer, Walt Banks, he's working with me. Our phase is the three Ps, people, plans, and policies. We are going down through that methodically, and you're going to see changes and improvements, and GRU is going to try to get to the luster that it once had as one of the flagship utilities in the state.
A shining gem of a municipal-owned public utility as it once was back in the day.
That's the goal.
Right. Love it. Well, he is the CEO of GRU. They've made it permanent and official, Ed Belarski. We always appreciate you coming on and giving us the straight stuff and the facts. And we're going to stay on top of this referendum thing and the tricky language that I know they're going to employ, and we'll stay on top of it.
Yeah, there's going to be some developments. And, you know, we can have a little segment, GRU for you.
I like it. I like it. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
It is 9:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Hang on.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.